Now we're told in verse 15, and Joshua returned, and all Israel with him unto the camp to Gilgal. But these five kings fled and hid themselves in a cave at Makeda. And it was told Joshua, saying, the five kings are found hid in a cave at Makeda. Joshua said, roll great stones from the mouth of the cave and set men by it for to keep them. And stay ye not, but pursue after your enemies and smite the hindmost of them. Suffer them not to enter into their cities, for the Lord your God hath delivered them into your hand. Now let's remember that these are a people that were given 420 years to make up their mind of whether they'd turn to God or not. God had the report out that he was going to give it to the nation Israel, and he would have saved anyone that would have turned to him. And he told them that they had to stay out of the land for 420 years, for the iniquity of the Amorites was not yet full. And then when they crossed the Red Sea, we see another reason for God bringing them as he did across the Red Sea. Not only for the nation Israel's sake, to demonstrate his redemption through power, and as he had by blood in Egypt that last night when the angel passed over, when the blood was on the doorpost. Not only to impress Egypt and convince them that there was the living and true God amidst all the idols of Egypt, but also these people in the land, for that harlot Rahab said, we've heard while God led you across the Red Sea. She believed. Now, if that woman believed, anybody could have believed God. And these are those that did not, and judgments coming upon them. Now, that message has never been changed. God loves the world. God loves you. But he gave his son that whosoever, and that means you, means me, that will believe on him. What about it? Well, they won't perish. Well, will you perish if you don't? Yes. That's what happened to these folk. They just didn't believe God. Now, that may not sound nice to you, and you'd like to have it otherwise, but this is the way it's written in the Word of God. And friends, it's certainly going to be bad if the Bible is accurate. And then I have news for you. It is accurate.